You mentioned an interesting point there that actually has come up in other interviews too, is it seems about the same time, around the early 60s, a number of the community centres and halls and this kind of thing, people started having a job keeping them up or paying for them, and a lot got turned over to the municipality, Parks and Recs Board at that time. Any kind of thoughts as to kind of why there suddenly they became problems?
I think then, as you know, that's when the old baby boom started coming, and we became, we had at one time, we had in excess of 2,000 kids in our baseball program, all from this area, South Burnaby area. And the municipality couldn't catch up money-wise, tax-wise. Mm-hmm. The money wasn't coming in. Right. And the Parks and Rec weren't getting those kind of fundings at that time. That's why we went ahead and bought the property, turned it over to them when they got... South Burnaby Men's Club, even today, the lights are on the bonza there. That was partially paid for by the South Burnaby Men's Club. Mm-hmm. McLean Park, we built the concession building down there, which is a two-story building. We built that with our funding. So it has been a case where we've assisted mm-hmm. the Parks and Rec until they could catch up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So the demand on the facilities was there before they had money to really provide the facilities.
Right, yeah. Right. Yeah. Right. See, today, even now, I'm on the Parks and Recreation Commission right now, and we're now buying up properties. We just bought a lot the other day, an old house up on Cameron Road, close to Cameron Road Center there, for a park that's going in there, and we're paying heavy prices for property now.
Is that the old house that's right next to the library there at Cameron?
Quite close to it.
The old house in the back there.
Yeah, right, that's it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Over there on Hastings Street, by the way, right opposite the Felburn Little Hospital on Hastings Street, mm-hmm. there's a chap there that has a beer bottle deposits place there. And there's two great big trees in the back that are historical trees, right close to where we have a trail going through there.
Oh.
And they've been after us to buy that piece of property mm-hmm. and just to save those trees. Yeah, the same as down here at Central Park. I know that we have to, harvest. They got to harvest the trees on occasion because they start rotting on the roots. Mm-hmm. But they replant about 50 trees a year at Central Park here.
Isn't it interesting? I was going to comment. You said the interurban came to Central Park. Was that developed as a kind of Vancouver park, or did Burnaby develop that as a park?
No, it was strictly a forest. That was, there was nothing there.
Mm-hmm.
That golf course was built after that hurricane that hit Burnaby back in, 1961 or 59, some of that area anyway. A hurricane went right across this country here, and it blew a lot of those trees out of the park. Right there.
Yeah.
That's when they built that little par 3 golf course in there.
Mm-hmm.
Swangard Stadium back in the 60s. I know they came to our South Burnaby Men's Club, and we donated, I think it was about $10,000 for the building of that stadium. And they raised money, Swangard did, for the stadium. So that was built there. Of course, that little playground area was built just recently as the Crippled Children's Park there.
Mm-hmm.
The horseshoe pitch was built not that many years ago. So before that, it was strictly trails in there. And I don't mean they were not nice developed trails. They were pretty poor trails running through there. That's all it was.
Mm-hmm. But it was developed as a Burnaby park.
It was, the park belonged to the province. Yeah. You know, we get, I think, I don't know whether we pay a dollar a year for it or not, but I think we pay something.
No, it seemed like with the interurban line being close to it, I wonder whether it had in fact been built to attract people out of Vancouver
mm-hmm.
rather than, because it's sort of right on the edge of Burnaby in
that's
a way.
Right. Yeah.
Almost as if it's not really part of Burnaby.
Yeah. I know they, for example, the lawn bowling is in the Central Park there.
Right.
And that was there back in 1927, I forget now. So that part was opened up, and they used to have their big sort of an agricultural fair there every year when the people in Burnaby bought their fruits and that for, you know, prizes, this kind of flowers, this kind of thing. We got some old photographs in our archives of reference to that.
So they would have, people from this area would have probably gone to Central Park.
So the Southbury Men's Club was the major thing I was involved with, of course, and of course I was an alderman for 6 years. I was the on the school board for 2 years. Right now I'm the president of the community college for the retired. I'm the president of the historical society. And the what other hat do I wear here? Well, I'm special projects for the Southbury Men's Club. It dropped tremendously, the number of children, but it's slowly going back up again now, you know, because we take care of the soccer, girls' soccer, boys' soccer, baseball, field hockey. We did have boxing there at one time during the 60s, no longer, of course. But we're slowly building back up again. So
how is the membership of the men's club? Is that
at one time we had about 100 and some odd members, and we always had we have one meeting per month on a Saturday. First Saturday of the month, we'd have about... if it was 50 people attended, we'd say, hey, what's going wrong here? No, we have about 55 or 60 people. Now we're lucky to get about 20 to 22 people for dinner meetings. We do have about 50 active members. But for dinner meetings, we have about 20, 22
people. Is the age of the membership getting older?
Well, that's what happened, I guess. You know, we've went all through that era, and now the chaps that were very involved, they've sold their houses, the kids have got married and moved on, you know, and now it's finally we're taking a lot of new, most of the members that attend the meetings are very new members.
Are they?
3-4 year members, you know.
Right. Well, that's kind of good.
Yeah, so it's good, and I'm happy to see that. And you know, in fact, we're changing the name of the South Burnaby Men's Club to the South Burnaby Metrotown Club. A lot of single family parents, like a single parent families, I should say. Women,
right.
Husbands not. And they want to become more involved in this club of ours, in the activities. And I'm saying, hey, I can look at it with John DeSai and say, hey, you know, this all, but we're only custodians. We were only here for a short time. This club hopefully will go on forever. And it's time we accept the women into the club.
Yeah.
Like other outfits are doing the same thing today, aren't they? You know, and why not?
Well, if you want it to continue, you've got to have
absolutely.
To, you know, go with,
absolutely.
Go
yeah.
with the flow, as I said.
In fact, I went to my first executive meeting here the last month, and my God, there's a woman sitting at the table, and I said, who's that, you know? They got a woman now who's the treasurer of the baseball.
Oh.
Yeah, that's great.